A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how Arjun's son Abhimanyu broke through Drona's Chakravuha, where the 7 Kaurava warriors surrounded him and killed him mercilessly. Yudhishthir entered his tent and collapsed to the ground. Abhimanyu's death has caused a deep void in him, and he felt his strength has drained out. His brothers stood behind him, but none could say a word. The terrible blow left them dumbfounded. Yudhishthir, with his face down and tears flowing, said, "It was for me. It was for me, my boy Abhimanyu, broke through Drona's formation only to be killed by the Kauravas. I promised him we'd follow and rescue him out of that death trap. I failed. It was my fault. Now what am I going to say to Arjun, to Krishna? No words can console them. No words can console me. Winning this war seems meaningless to me. The throne, the kingdom, the heavens, nothing makes sense to me anymore." At that moment, the great sage Vyasa appeared. He held Yudhishthir's hand and pulled him up on his feet. "Get up, my son," he said. "A wise man like you should not lament over the death of a gallant warrior like Abhimanyu. He had a glorious death that a Kshatriya deserves. Death is inevitable for any living being. Nobody can avoid it. So no point in crying over death." Yudhishthir looked at Vyasa and said, "Why? Why is death inevitable?" Vyasa said, "Let me tell you the story that Narada once told to the great king Akampan." Yudhishthir and his brothers listened eagerly while Vyasa said, "There was this king named Akampan who had a valiant son named Hari. When Hari got killed in a battle, King Akampan was devastated in grief. He lost all interest in ruling his kingdom and his subjects suffered. Rishi Narada visited him and told this story. After Lord Brahma created life, he faced a huge problem. The living beings kept on multiplying and the earth soon became overpopulated. Frustrated and enraged, Brahma created a huge fire that began to destroy everything on earth. Shiva came to him and said, 'What are you doing? Destroying your own creation?' Brahma said, 'What can I do? The earth couldn't bear the weight of the living. I was angry at myself and my anger burst into flames and began to devour the earth.' Shiva said, 'Have pity on your children. They are suffering for no fault of theirs. I'm sure you can find some other solution.' Shiva's plea helped Brahma to calm down, and the fire subsided, sparing the lives of the millions. He sat in meditation to find the solution to this problem. From Brahma's body emerged a goddess. Her skin was like fire. Her face was red like hot iron, and her eyes bloodshot. She stood in front of Brahma with folded palms and said, "O Lord, please tell me, what is the purpose of my existence?" Brahma said, "You are death. I command you to go to earth and kill the living beings." Lady Death was shocked to hear this. She asked, "Lord, you created me a woman. Why do you give me such a cruel duty? I will always be hated and cursed by the loved ones of the deceased. Please, please save me from committing such a grave sin." Brahma ignored her plea and said, "Go and perform your duty." But Death declined to follow his orders. She went to Rishi Dhanuk's hermitage and began a life of austerity with an aim to please Brahma. Brahma was pleased with her perseverance and offered a boon. Goddess Death said, "Lord, I can't kill happy, healthy living beings for no reason at all and bear their curse. I will only kill them if they commit sins like lust, greed, anger, envy, and cruelty." Brahma said, "So be it. You can enter the bodies of the living beings as a disease and cause their death. You won't be held responsible or commit a sin for performing your duty without any bias or discrimination." Since then, for all eternity, Death has been taking away the lives of all beings without any discrimination. Death is inevitable for any living being. So stop lamenting. Remember, when somebody dies, their senses leave the mortal body in an invisible form. When they fulfill their karma, the fine self returns to earth in a new body. Abhimanyu's soul has left the earth and now is in heaven with his ancestors. He is happy. Don't cry for him. Saying so, Vyasa disappeared. Arjun was in a distant corner of the battlefield fighting the Sansaptaks. At sunset, when the conch shell rang out announcing the end of the day's battle, Krishna turned his chariot to return to the Pandava camp. Arjun was having a strange feeling. His heart fluttered and his mouth felt dry. He said, "Krishna, I don't feel good. I have this strange feeling that something bad has happened. Tell me, are my brothers safe?" Krishna said, "Don't worry. I'm sure they're all fine." "No, Krishna, something is not right. I never had this feeling before. Take me to our camp as soon as possible." Krishna tugged the reins of his horses and the chariot raced towards the Pandava tent.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We often experience terrible situations in life that leave us dumbfounded. Such experiences leave a deep scar in our minds, and we struggle day in and day out to escape from this awful internal stress. We keep them bottled up within us and keep suffering. We feel the urge to share with friends or family, but the fear of being judged keeps us from doing so, and we keep on suffering. In such situations, therapy can help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Professional therapist would never judge you and be always on your side. I strongly feel it is important to learn positive coping skills from someone who has no personal agenda. A good therapist empowers you to be your best and helps you deal with life much better. If you need help from a therapist, BetterHelp can help you find one who fits your needs. BetterHelp can make it easier to find the right support. It is the largest online therapy platform in the world. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime with no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Mahabharata today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Mahabharata. When the chariot stopped at the camp, no bells or conch shells rang out to welcome them. An eerie silence engulfed the entire camp. Arjuna and Krishna jumped off the chariot and entered the tent and met with a strange sight. The Pandava brothers sitting on the floor with their heads down. They looked drained of all strength and didn't even look up to greet them. Arjuna was anxious. He asked, "Why are you sitting like this? What happened?" None spoke. He looked around and said, "Where is Abhimanyu? I don't see him. I heard today Drona had formed the Chakravuha. Among you, only Abhimanyu knows how to break open the wheel formation. Was he able to penetrate the formation?" The Pandavas didn't answer. Arjun's anxiety grew further. He said, "I taught him how to penetrate the formation, but couldn't teach him the technique to get out. Was he able to get out?" Nobody answered. "Tell me, was he able to get out? Or did he get killed inside the wheel?" The entire camp was silent. Arjun cried out, "Why don't you answer? Is my son alive or was he killed in battle? Tell me! Tell me, what am I supposed to tell his mother Subhadra, his wife Uttara?" Yudhishthir looked up at Arjun. Tears were flowing down his cheeks, and Arjun knew instantly what had happened to his dear son Abhimanyu. He felt his head spinning, his legs losing all strength. He grabbed Krishna's arm to prevent himself from collapsing. Then he slowly stepped towards Yudhishthir and held his shoulder with his arms and asked, "Abhimanyu fought his enemies till his last breath, right? He died a glorious death deserving of a gallant Kshatriya, right? When Karna, Drona, struck him with their fierce weapons, did he cry out for help? While those cruel Kaurava warriors surrounded him and struck him again and again, did he cry out, 'Father, where are you? Help me!'" Did he? Of course not. How could he? He's my son, Krishna's nephew. He can't cry like that. Tell me, Krishna, can he? Krishna held Arjuna in his arms and said, "Calm down, Arjuna. Like a true Kshatriya warrior, Abhimanyu has died in battlefield and went to the heavens. All warriors dream of such a gallant death. Don't mourn him. You are the greatest warrior alive. You can't afford to break down like this. Your grief is making your brothers weak. Stop lamenting and console your brothers. They need your support." Arjuna looked at his brothers and said, "Dear brothers, tell me, how did my son Abhimanyu die? Did the Kauravas trick my son and kill him in an unfair battle? How could the enemy kill him with you around? Ah! It was my fault that I left him under your watch and went fighting on the other side of the battlefield. What good are you that you couldn't protect my teenage boy? All your gallantry, your so-called skills and might, they are nothing but hollow words. You are good for nothing." Arjuna stood with his nostrils flared, his eyes bloodshot and body trembling in rage. Yudhishthir slowly stood up and said, "After you left us to fight the Sangsaptaks, Drona created the wheel formation and attacked us. We were overwhelmed and were forced to send Abhimanyu to break open the wheel. We planned to follow Abhimanyu to enter the wheel and fight the Kauravas, but Jayadrath stopped us at the entrance. We tried our best to get past Jayadrath, but by Shiva's boon, today he was indomitable and we failed to beat him." Inside the wheel, Drona, Kripa, Karna, Aswatthama, Brihadbal, Kritabarma, and Dushasan surrounded Abhimanyu and attacked him from all sides. Abhimanyu fought valiantly, killed Brihadbal and thousands of Kaurava warriors. But Karna disarmed him, and Dushasan's son struck him from behind and killed him. Arjuna couldn't take it anymore and collapsed unconscious on the floor. The Pandava brothers rushed to help him. A little later, Arjuna regained consciousness and stood up, shaking off dirt from his armor. He looked around at his brothers' faces and then at Krishna. With a deep voice, he said, "With you all as my witness, I take this vow that unless Jayadrath surrenders to us or to Krishna, tomorrow I will kill him for sure. I also promise that if I fail to kill him tomorrow before sunset, I will step into a fire pit and kill myself. Nobody, not even the gods, can save Jayadrath." Arjuna pulled the string of its Gandiva bow, and Krishna blew his Panchajanya conch shell. The sound reverberated throughout Kurukshetra, and the Kauravas knew the next day's battle will be a costly one for them.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed, and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music, and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now for some late-breaking news. The podcast is also available as a book, Dwapar Katha, The Stories of Mahabharata, published by HarperCollins, India.